2018. What you got for me this year, man?
You're blocking me to do it.
Welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. I am live in the village. So let's go ahead and just jump right into this topic here. Now, so the other day we saw the incident that occurred in Starbucks. Two African-American men were arrested essentially for loitering. Now, normally the person in me and what I try to do is I try to rationalize everything that I see. You can't just take everything for face value. Or you can't just immediately jump to a conclusion without going around and finding all the different truths and what's going on with it. So I decided to do my own research and look into it as anyone should. But the biggest thing that I caught about this incident that happened at this Starbucks in Philly, it seems like there was definitely a racial undertone. I'm not going to sit up here and say that this woman was racist. I don't know her. I don't know anything about her. And I'm referring to the manager that notified the police officers that these gentlemen were trespassing, refusing to leave, loitering, whatever the case may be. Now, upon further review and really looking at it, you know, I'm thinking about me on a personal level. I've personally gone into Starbucks and used the restroom, waited for people before I ordered anything. Now, this is a black man that lives in San Diego. I'm gonna be honest, it's a lot different here, right? But the fact of the matter is if you're saying this is a policy, then it has to be a policy not just within Philadelphia, but it has to be a policy Starbucks-wide. That's from coast to coast. Wherever there's a Starbucks, this policy has to be in play. So I'm looking and looking and digging and digging. Basically, you know, if you really sit down and think about what happened, right? If you think about the basics of what happened, It's a racial incident, and I really tried to back myself away from it and back myself out of it and remove myself as a black man while watching the video, you know? And so when you look at these things from a black perspective, yes, people will say it's racist. Now, in fact, that they were told to leave. That is a fact. They were told to leave because they weren't ordering anything. But if you look at the video, how many people have actually been into Starbucks or any of the Starbucks across the country and sat down and waited for friends to come join you before you ordered something, right? I've held trainings. I've gotten tutored in Starbucks, right? I didn't go order anything. I came in, I sat down. My tutor came in, we did our thing. Did she order something? Yes. Did I? No. But I arrived prior to her, and I didn't order anything. I just sat down and waited for her to show up. I didn't think anything of it, right? And that's what most people think when they go into a Starbucks. You can go into Starbucks and hang out, right? And I get it. They want you to order something. But if the policy is that everyone has to order something to be able to take a seat, then that has to be stated across the board. It cannot be an issue of it's one way for this set of people and another for this set of people. And I think that's what people are being outraged about. I think that's what's upsetting people. It's not the fact that these gentlemen were told to leave. It's that the rules are different for each set of people. That's what people are bothered about. It's the rules are different. If you state across the board that the policy is if you come into our business, you have to order something to take a seat, then so be it. That is the standard. Now, if that is the standard, then I will accept that. But once again, you cannot say this group of people is done this way versus this group is done another way. That's absolutely insane to even think that that's incorrect, right? And so this is the next point that I want to go to. I posted the video on my personal page and the Welcome to the Village Facebook page. So if you guys want to go check out Welcome to the Village, give us a thumbs up. We really appreciate it. The biggest thing that I got from this is people say, well, you know, she doesn't represent Starbucks, and, you know, why should we boycott Starbucks? Well, here's the thing. Me as a representative, I work for the government, right? If a veteran calls into my phone and states that, you know, this is what they need, and I give them bad service, or I'm very rude or disrespectful, or I don't follow the rules, well, guess what? I am now I'm essentially an ambassador for the VA, right? I'm an ambassador to what people are going to say, this whole organization is messed up, or they need to fix this because of this one person, right? And I get there are some huge differences in regards to what I do and what this young lady did. But essentially, she was an ambassador to Starbucks. That's what she does. She's an ambassador. She is in a management position. So essentially, she's in a position of authority across the board, right? So not her employees that are under her, her subordinates, probably are not going to question her, right? And that's just how it is sometimes. I'm not going to sit up here and say it's right or it's wrong, but that does happen. But if you as an organization, right, if you as an organization allow this, then when people boycott you, there's a reason for them to be boycotting you. We're not boycotting the employee. We're not boycotting the management. We're boycotting Starbucks to show that we will not put up with this behavior. That's what that was about. That's what the boycott is about. The hashtag no more Starbucks, that essentially is saying we're not going to take our black dollar and shop at this place. We're not going to buy your coffee if you are going to mistreat us as patrons. That's what this was about. It wasn't necessarily about, you know, like I said, boycotting the individual employee, right? You can get mad and upset with her all you want. Again, we don't know her motives. We don't know if she's racist. We don't know anything about this woman. So I'm not even going to begin to try and say she's racist. But can you say that her behavior may have been construed as racist? Yes, indeed, right? How can you just say there's two black men literally sitting, waiting for a friend, waiting for a business acquaintance, whatever the case may be. You ask them to leave because you believe that they're loitering. They haven't ordered anything. How many times before have people come into her business during her shift and not ordered nothing, sat there and just hung out with their friends or whatever the case may be? I'm sure that's happened several times before. And again, I don't know the Starbucks policy on this, but it has to be across the board. So once again, I'm not saying boycott. I'm not saying that we boycott individually, like we single her out, even though from what I've read, she's actually been, she's resigned from her position, or she's been fired, whatever the case is. She's no longer employed by Starbucks, right? But what I am saying is the boycott is basically the basis of it is, if you want our business, you have to treat us the same as you treat everybody else. You cannot come, we cannot come into your business. We cannot come into your business and you treat us different. We cannot come in and one set of rules is applicable for this group and another set of rules is applicable for another group. And if you saw the video, you know, shout out to those individuals that spoke up on behalf of these two men. Because the truth of the matter is, if another black person or person of color would have spoken up, I believe they would have been arrested too. I just see it happening. I see that that would have been an issue and they would have been arrested. That is a major thing. We can't stand up for each other, right? It sucks, essentially, that you have to have a white ally to be heard. But in this day and age, it's a reality. But if you've seen the video, if you haven't seen the video, head over to the Welcome to the Village Facebook page. Check it out. It's there. But if you haven't seen the video, you literally see there's one gentleman. He's like, well, what did they do? It's just two black dudes sitting there. And that was a defining moment. They weren't being loud. They weren't being rude. They weren't being obnoxious. They literally sat there, waited for their business acquaintance, their friend, whatever you want to call it. They waited, right? Like I said, I've personally walked into Starbucks, sat down, waited for my tutor, and nothing happened. So if the standard is you have to purchase something, then I think Starbucks needs to reiterate that and make sure that that's well-known policy, right? Okay, so this is another, there's another piece to this that I want you guys to see. And it basically is a video here of a young man who went to a Starbucks in California. Let me see here. Let me pause that real quick. All right, so let's pause that. And then I'm going to, it's out of ABC 7. That's in Southern California, LA area. It's a torrent Starbucks customer said he was denied bathroom access because he's black. Now, I want you guys to just watch the video and you give me your thoughts. Tell me what, you know, give me your thoughts after you, if you see the live video or if you go check out the Welcome to the Village YouTube channel and check the replay. Just let me know. All right. Or if you just sit here and you just listen. So let's go ahead and click back over here and we're going to share this video. I want you guys to see here. I'm going to share and let's unmute and play.
Yeah, the man involved here admits he didn't buy anything from the Starbucks store. He was in there waiting for a ride using the Wi-Fi. But he says just moments after the employee at that Starbucks denied him a code to the restroom, a non-paying white man walked in and he got the code. Caught on video. We need to
stop recording. This man right here said he hasn't made a purchase yet.
An ugly confrontation in January at a torrent Starbucks.
You guys had gave him the code.
The man behind the camera, Brandon Ward, upset because this Starbucks worker wouldn't give him the code for the restroom.
She's like, no, you know, you need to make a purchase. So I'm like, okay. I said, well, you know, I'm going to make a purchase, but can I use the restroom? And she's like, no, this is our policy, and this, I'm telling you, no.
The 26-year-old Ward admits he hadn't bought anything, and he was there waiting for his friend to pick him up. But what upset him is that immediately after that, a white man walks in, asks for the restroom code, and was granted it.
I just typed in, I asked for the code.
You asked for the code, and they just gave it to you, right? Before you made a purchase.
That's when Ward confronted the Starbucks employee and was ushered out by a security guard. Ward said he posted the incident back online in January, but that it didn't get any traction until this.
What did they get called for? Because there are two black guys sitting here meeting me?
Two black men arrested in a Philadelphia Starbucks last week because they were waiting in the store for a friend but hadn't bought anything. That incident spurred protest and an apology from Starbucks CEO Kevin Johnson.
What happened and the way that incident escalated and the outcome was nothing but reprehensible. And I'm sorry.
But Ward says apologies are useless unless changes are made, that Starbucks needs to treat all their customers equally.
If you have a policy, you should abide by those guidelines for everyone. You can't sit here and segregate things. So you might as well just put on the store, what's your policy, whites only, at the end.
Now, we reached out to Starbucks corporate offices today twice. We have not heard back from them. Locally, a representative inside the store refused to comment as well. And we should point out that the manager of that Philadelphia store is no longer employed by Starbucks.
Okay, so Village, you guys just seen that clip. You just heard what this young man went through in his incident, right? So here's the thing. You know, if you really think about what went down and how this happened, that's the story of a lot of people of color. That happens to a lot of us. It's kind of like a repeat thing where, you know, we say something, we want to be treated fairly and equally, but, you know, as a collective, I don't think we come together the correct way, right? And so going forward, you know, I read an interesting quote the other day, essentially concerning this. Instead of waiting to be angered by businesses that mistreat you and then going to a black-owned business, go to a black-owned business first, right? That's the thing that people fail to realize, is that your black dollar means a lot to the economy, right? If you buy within your community, and there's nothing wrong with buying in your community, the Asian community does it, the Jewish community does it, Caucasian community does it. Everyone does it. So please don't come at me saying that, oh, you know, we all need to buy and support each other. Well, when black-owned businesses are supported and treated the same way as everyone else, when business loans are equal, then you have an argument to make. Until then, please be quiet. That's simple for me. But this is another case, this is another story, basically, of why we need more black-owned businesses right here. This is it. That was a prime example. That young man said, I just want to use the restroom, right? I'm going to buy something. Can I use the restroom first and then go from there? He was told no. A Caucasian or white patron came in, was given the code to the restroom, had not purchased anything, and proceeded. That was it. So again, the rules are different. The rules are very, very different, and that's what people are arguing. We're not arguing against the individual person. We're arguing against the establishment. And I promise you this much, if the establishment, if we hadn't boycotted, if we hadn't done all these things on social media and such as that, would Starbucks have even cared? That's what people need to understand and realize. It's not necessarily about just, you know, trying to put a spotlight on Starbucks, but it's about making them abide by the rules of the land. You cannot treat one group one way and then treat another group another way. You absolutely cannot do that. That is not what this is about. So, with that, Village, you know, I could go on and on. And there was actually a few more points that I did want to make here. And I'm over here trying to pull up my notes and things like that. But essentially, Village, if you, like I said, owning a business and running things correctly is two different things. You know, everyone wants to be treated correctly. If you want to keep and continue business, then you have to do things correctly. Now, with that in mind, Starbucks is closing, I believe, 8,000 stores. I forget the day, but they're going to basically do some training. Some people have argued that this is not a good move. It doesn't mean anything. This is just them basically stating that, you know, hey, we saw what happened and, you know, we're going to try to do some training and we're going to try to fix it and set it right and go from there. You know, I commend Starbucks. I commend them for that. But this is just more like a knee-jerk reaction response. It's a knee-jerk reaction. You know, what do we do? What can we do quickly to get back on top of this, you know, to get our black patrons back into our stores? you know, there are some black patrons who are not shopping at Starbucks anymore. But there are some who still are because they don't feel like we should boycott Starbucks, but we need to raise the argument of arguing against the individual employee. I beg to differ. I think you need to bring this all the way to Starbucks and treat it as a collective. Because like I said earlier, if I do something wrong at my place of employment, guess what? I'm now an ambassador. I'm a representative of my brand, of my company that I work for. And people are judged off of that. Industries are judged off of that. That's just what it is, right? So with that, Village, like I said, there are going to be about 8,000 stores closing down, and they're going to be doing some training. And I am waiting to see what's going to happen, be the end result of all this. Because I don't know if it's necessarily the right move, but I don't know if it's a bad move. Right and bad, you know, it kind of can be the same thing, but I don't know if it's a bad move. So we're going to wait and see. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the end results of this. But again, Village, you guys have seen, you guys saw the video. Give me your thoughts. You guys can get a hold of me on Twitter at Enlighten My Mind. You also can get a hold of me on the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Podomatic, and Tumblr. Those are the main things that we can be heard on. You simply search Welcome to the Village and we come up. Crowdcast replays can be viewed on Welcome to the Village YouTube channel. I would really appreciate each and every last one of you if you head to YouTube. Just click the subscribe button. Support, support, support. Throw a few comments out there. Really, really appreciate it. Google phone is 619-202-1562. Email welcometothevillage@gmail.com. Website is welcometothevillage.wixsite.com/website. And Village, simply put, if you subscribe to our Crowdcast page, go to crowdcast.io, create an account, search for Welcome to the Village, subscribe to us, and that way, whenever we go live, you'll get the notification that we're going live, and you can join on the conversation. You can just sit and listen, whether you're on Facebook Live, you're on YouTube Live, or Crowdcast. Either way, you can join in on the show, and you can engage with us, and we would love to have you on and go from there. The Etsy page, go to Etsy and just type in W2TV. Again, we have wristbands, t-shirts, and tank tops that are available. I'm working with another vendor to try to get some more shirts. I'm working for another shirt campaign. Hopefully, we can get your support for that. So, again, Village, that was my thoughts on what happened in Pennsylvania. I didn't want to be super long-winded. Just got my thoughts across. So, Village, as the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. Guys, have a great night. Bye, everybody.
You rocking with the Village. You rocking with the Village. You rocking with the Village. You rocking with the Village.